The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,700 thanks to Discover Card. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. All right, Dawn, let's do this. We have $1,700 on the line. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, would you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Dawn.
All right. Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, you can't hear us. It's a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to do this?
Sure.
Number one, Bindi Irwin remembered her father, Steve Irwin, by posting a sweet birthday tribute in what would have been his 60th birthday. In what country will you find Steve Irwin's wildlife reserve?
Australia.
Number two, the U.S. ban on Mexican imported avocados has officially ended after just a week. What late night sidekick starred in the avocado Super Bowl commercial as Julius Caesar?
Andy Richter.
Number three, Kelly Clarkson will be doing a tribute to Dolly Parton at the ACMs. What iconic 1980s movie did Dolly Parton star in alongside Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin?
9 to 5.
Number four, a trailer was released yesterday for Netflix's 6-episode documentary, The Andy Warhol Diaries. He is credited as the leading figure in the visual art movement known as what? Time's
pop
up.
Art.
Say that one more time.
Pop art.
Okay, and number five, Ben Stiller and Christine Taylor are back together after separating in 2017. They starred together in many movies, including Zoolander, Dodgeball, and the one that Ben Stiller wrote where they play actors making a Vietnam War film. What movie is that?
Gosh, no clue.
Oh, my gosh. I swear, Dawn, if you got that last one, you would have had him. Let me see if it's enough. Let's see. Let's keep our fingers crossed. You got 4 out of 5. Oh, man, I wanted her to get that last one.
$1,700. Very impressive. Let's see how you do, Dawn.
Number one, Bindi Irwin remembered her father, Steve Irwin, by posting a sweet birthday tribute and would have been his 60th birthday. In what country will you find Steve Irwin's wildlife reserve?
That's easy. Australia.
Yes. Number two, the U.S. ban on Mexican imported avocados has officially ended after just a week. What late-night sidekick starred in the avocado Super Bowl commercial as Julius Caesar?
Andy Richter. Feels like it was a power play, right?
Yep. Number three, Kelly Clarkson will be doing a tribute to Dolly... Kelly Clarkson will be doing a tribute to Dolly Parton at the ACMs. What iconic 1980s movie did Dolly Parton star in alongside Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin?
9 to 5. Love that movie.
Yes. Number four, a trailer was released yesterday for Netflix's 6-episode documentary, The Andy Warhol Diaries.
Okay.
He is credited as a leading figure in the visual art movement known as what?
Modern art?
No, pop art. You need this last
kind
one.
Of what I meant, but all right.
No, modern art and pop art are two different things.
Are they? I mean, I wouldn't
yes.
know.
Number five, Ben Stiller and Christine Taylor are back together after separating in 2017.
Yeah, isn't that a nice story?
It's really a nice story. The pandemic brought them back together. They've starred together in many movies, including Zoolander, Dodgeball, and the one that Ben Stiller wrote where they play actors making a Vietnam War film.
Tropic Thunder, best R-rated comedy ever. Well, at least the last decade. Really
gosh.
Good.
Dawn, when you got pop art, I was like, man, if you had just gotten that last one, I knew you would have had him.
That's like my favorite movie. I'm sorry.
Well, Dawn, we're going to hook you up with an Anna and Raven t-shirt for that tie.
Enjoy that shirt, girl.
All right. It's Dawn and I can't beat Raven.
Hold on.
Better luck next time. $1,800 tomorrow.